The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of women in the United States, by supporting Women Heart and the 2008 Wenger Awards. Information at womenheart.org, and by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro serving natural and organic foods located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director today. In the WILL severe coverage area, severe weather coverage area, we have a couple of advisories to tell you about. A tornado watch is in effect for Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties until 2 p.m. And an urban and small stream flood advisory is in effect for McLean County until 2:30 and for Macon County until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Ed Kieser will join us in a few minutes with a complete look at all the weather in the two-state area this afternoon. Joining us now in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The jury deliberating political fundraiser Tony Rezko's fate is back at work a day after they indicated a verdict could be near. The jurors told District Judge Amy St. Eve yesterday they couldn't agree on one of the 24 counts against Rezko. They seemed to indicate that they had reached verdicts on 23 of the 24 counts, but didn't say that specifically. The jury resumed its work Tuesday morning and has deliberated for parts of 11 days since getting the case May 13th. St. Eve yesterday told jurors to listen carefully to each other and try to reach a unanimous verdict on all counts. The 52-year-old Rezko has pleaded not guilty to scheming to get kickbacks to companies wanting state contracts. Indiana State Police say a Greyhound bus carrying about 40 passengers rolled onto its side today on Interstate 65 south of Gary. The bus was headed from Chicago to Nashville, Tennessee. A Greyhound spokesman says six people required medical treatment, but a state police officer says none of the injuries appears to be life-threatening. Investigators say they're trying to figure out what caused the crash since the highway was clear and dry at the time. Springfield State Senator Larry Bomke says he's willing to take legal action if Governor Blagojevich goes forward with a plan to move transportation jobs to southern Illinois. Jenna Dooley reports.
Bomke says the Seat of Government Act protects the jobs in IDOT's Division of Traffic Safety. He says the act gives the governor the authority to move jobs out of the state capital, but only in cases of a public emergency. Bomke says moving state business out of Springfield should be used in rare cases.
I've supported the governor when he said he needed to keep his family in Chicago. It was in their best interest to do so. I find it hypocritical for the governor to not be concerned about 110 to 150 families and willing to uproot them and move them south.
Bomke says he'll consider legal action if the plan to transfer jobs moves forward in the coming months. It's not been announced where the jobs will be moved, only that it will be in southern Illinois along I-57 in an effort to boost the economy. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The new owner of Urbana's Lincoln Hotel says they plan to restore the downtown building to its original style, but that it would be easier without historic landmark status. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
Global Hotel Management says they want to remove the Bavarian decorations currently at the Lincoln and restore the building to the Tudor Revival design intended by its architect, Joseph W. Royer. But they don't want historic landmark status for the hotel they bought 2 months ago. The Urbana City Council agreed with Global and voted down landmark status. But Alderman Dennis Roberts is still skeptical. He fears that a national hotel chain could come in and order changes to the Lincoln that would alter its character. Global Vice President Fred Rodemond told Roberts that they don't favor changing the hotel to fit some corporate look.
The property already has a look, and we hold dear the 1924 castle, mm-hmm. which is the Royer design. Mm-hmm. And if a major brand came in and said, you need to paint this entire hotel purple, we're going to tell the brand they're out of their mind.
But Roteman says a historic landmark designation would only scare away a hotel chain needed to make the Lincoln a viable property. He says he would support landmark designation after the renovations were done. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Indianapolis International Airport would revert to its old name if the city-county council gets its way. The council voted yesterday to approve the non-binding resolution that asks the city's airport board to add Colonel Harvey Weir Cook to the airport's official name. Weir Cook was an aviator in both World Wars. He was killed in a plane crash in 1943. The airport was known by the Weir Cook name for three decades until it was renamed in 1976. A more than 30-year-old lesson taught by an Urbana grade school teacher has come to a close. AM 580's Jeff Bossert has more on how her vision and students' imagination became an ongoing history lesson.
Members of Marcy Vansell's second grade class in